Congressman John Dingell joins us now. He's a Democrat from Michigan and ranking member on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which will be holding hearings later this month into the Enron collapse. Congressman Dingell, welcome.
Hello.
This story of Enron has so many tentacles. Enron's outside partnerships, the role of the auditor, Arthur Andersen, Enron's political contributions and contacts with the Bush administration. Which aspect or aspects is your committee going to be looking at specifically?
We're going to have to find out why false reports were filed with the SEC. We're going to have to find out, was the accounting going on well? Did the accountants know what they were doing? Were they in some way involved in some attempt to file false reports? Was there some kind of a conspiracy? Was there gross ignorance? Were they lied to by their client? And did they get false information? Why was there a situation here which caused there to be false reports filed? Why was there a plan for or instructions to destroy documents by the accountant? Why did the accountant destroy documents? Why did they not find out about the off-the-book partnerships, which were not reported? Why were false 10-K and 10-Qs filed with the SEC? Why did they participate in the filing of false annual reports? But the questions are still more broad than this. There are questions also associated with insider trading. The officers were selling stock at $70 to $90 when the employees were not permitted to cash in their 401Ks. And why was there a situation where the stock was sold at the top and then it headed way down fast? What did the officers of the company know about that? And did that constitute insider trading, which disadvantaged the shareholders and the employees?
I wonder if there's something systemic to look at. Arthur Andersen was not only acting as an auditor to Enron, but also as a consultant at the same time. Is your committee going to be thinking about legislation that would change that equation?
That is a major problem, because this constitutes almost a per se conflict of interest. In other words, the accountant functions in one instance as an accountant, supposed to report the truth. Two, he functions as a consultant or advisor. What did he advise? Did he advise how to file truthfully? That was his duty to see to it as accountant. Did he advise how to file untruthfully? In which event you have here a major problem, possibly a criminal conspiracy, and possibly other kinds of abuses of federal or state law.
Do you think there are other ticking time bombs out there? In other words, how much of an anomaly is Enron, or is this something that people should be concerned about happening in other companies as well?
Well, we don't know. We hope that this is all. We don't know, for example, all the things. It may well be there are other things that are involved in the Enron question. Remember, Enron participated in a series of closed-door meetings conducted by Cheney, in which did not afford the public the opportunity to know about what was going on in conformity with the Open Meetings Act. There also are a number of questions about why and what it was that Enron wanted when it participated in those meetings. Because remember, Enron was engaged both in a lobbying operation with the administration to get deregulation of electrical utilities, and also involved in the generation of the administration's recommendations to the Congress and its energy policy.
Congressman, there has been so much Enron money coming to Congress over the years, both sides of the aisle. I believe you yourself received something like $9,000, is that right,
no,
from Enron?
No. We got $1,000 this year. We got $9,500 earlier, and I have instructed my campaign treasurer to see to it that all that money is delivered to a fund for the benefit of Enron employees.
My question, though, is if you think that Congress, given the notion that Enron has funneled so much money to Congress, can Congress investigate the company fairly, or does this require an independent counsel outside Congress?
In my case, Enron either knew or should have known that campaign contributions buy nothing from me but good government. I guarantee you that, to the best of my ability, Enron will have a thorough and a careful investigation involving them, the accountant, and also the accounting practices and other matters that are of importance here.
Congressman Dingell, thanks very much for talking with us today.
You bet.
John Dingell is a Democrat from Michigan. He spoke with us from Detroit.